same reason I was certain true love is something crafted by greeting card companies and people who write romance novels and romantic comedies. Blaine was his name, but it should have been Lucifer. He was a smooth-talking businessman. I use the term businessman loosely. In actuality, he was a loan shark. The same loan shark that loaned my dad more money than he could possibly ever pay back. First he turned on me, then he turned on him. Back then, I thought our love was the stuff of fairy tales. Blaine promised me the world and delivered me hell on earth. "That's why I think you should just take this job from your auntie and call it a day." My best friend, Janelle, smacked her gum loudly into the receiver. I pulled the phone away from my ear. "It's really the only way, Mia. How else are you going to get your dad out of this bind with Blaine and his goons?" I sucked down the crisp water as the California sun split the drops into shards of speckled light across the rippled bottle. "I don't know what to do, Jin. I don't have that kind of money lying around. I don't have any money lying around." I sighed, and it sounded loud and overly dramatic even to my own ears. "Look, you've always been in love with love." "Not anymore," I reminded my lifelong best friend. Through the phone, I could hear the noise of Vegas. People thought the desert was a quiet place. Not on the strip. Slot machines tinkled, and bells rang in a monotonous drone, no matter where you were. You really couldn't escape it. "I know, I know." She shuffled the phone, making it crackle in my ear. "But you like sex, right?" "I'm not like Barbie, Jin. Math isn't hard. Please don't ask me stupid questions. I'm dying here." Or rather, if I didn't find a way to come up with $1 million, my father would be the one dying. Janelle groaned and smacked her gum. "I mean, if you take the job as an escort, all you have to do is look pretty and fuck a lot, right? You haven't been laid in months. Might as well enjoy the ride, eh?" Leave it to Janelle to find a way to make being a highly paid call girl sound like a dream job. "This is not Pretty Woman, and I am no Julia Roberts." I made my way over to my bike, a Suzuki GSXR 600, which I simply referred to as Susie. She was the only thing of value I owned. Slinging a leg over the seat, I situated my phone and put it on speaker. I pulled the heavy weight of my long black tresses into three chunks and deftly braided them into one thick rope. "Look, I know you mean well, and I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not a whore. At least, I don't want to be a whore." The mere thought sent rivers of dread barreling through my chest. "But I've got to figure something out. Make some serious cash and fast." "Yeah, I hear ya. Let me know how the meeting with exquisite escorts goes. Call me tonight if you can." "Shit, I'm gonna be late for rehearsal, and I still have to get dressed." Her voice turned labored, and I could picture her running through the casino to beat feed it to work, cell phone plastered to her ear, not giving a shit who watched her or thought she was a lunatic. That's what made her so special. She told it like it was. Always. Just like me. Janelle worked for Dainty Doll's burlesque show in Vegas. Like the name, my best friend was short and sweet and knew exactly how best to shake her ass. Men from around the world came to watch the risque show on the strip. Still, she didn't make enough to bail me or my old man out. Not that I'd ever ask. "Okay, love you, bitch," I said sweetly, as I shoved my braid into the neck of my leather jacket so it fell down between my shoulder blades. "Love you more, skank." I turned the key on my bike, revved it up, and pushed on my helmet. Slipping the phone into my inside coat pocket, I hit the gas and sped off towards a future I didn't want, but one I had no way to avoid.
"Mia, my sweet baby girl," said my aunt as she wrapped her bone-thin arms around me, crushing me to her chest. She was strong for such a slight woman. Her black hair was pinned up into an